Hi, welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Micah or Micaeus. I'm really excited to be here today. I have to say that I have no plan about what will be said today. And I think that's really important. I think that's a very beautiful metaphor for life, to just move, to allow yourself to be moved, to feel any feelings that come up. It's very often that when we have an experience that we fight against it, but we don't really realize that we're fighting against it. We don't really realize, you know, we might be feeling some sadness or some anger or even joy, and we're very quick to kind of snuff it out and to move on to the next thing. Or there's something that I would refer to as drift moves, which, you know, are things that we do in order that we do not feel completely. You know, maybe you'd start to clean the house. Oh, I have things to do. Things have to be done. No, you know, move it along. Keep doing, keep getting things done. Do that. Like, well, I have work to do, or I have this, you know? And often it is in an attempt, be it conscious or unconscious, to not feel all the feelings. And I really am just getting real with the fact that I believe that feelings are how we know that we're human, really. Like, they are there because they are guiding us. We can move into our body, and that's like a advanced practice, yeah, because we're so used to identifying feelings with, I feel sad, or, you know, I feel angry. And an advanced practice would be to move into the body and identify where you feel that. Okay, you say you feel sadness. Great. Where do you feel it? Do you feel a pressing in your chest? Do you feel a tingling in your palms? Do you feel a tensing in your back? What could you do to release those? Yeah? Could you maybe get up and jump? Could you scream? Could you tense your entire body and then release? I had a really interesting experience at work where a parent came to me and wanted to have a teacher's meeting regarding her child. And I went and shook her hand and said, hello, how are you doing? And she wanted nothing of my niceties. And she took out a piece of paper without talking and just started to presume to ask me a series of questions. What is your general feeling of my daughter? And then I told her, oh, I feel that your daughter's doing very well, etc. Okay, so why then did you not answer a question that she had on an exam? Why did you give her a low grade? And, you know, as time went on in this conversation, it was clear that this person only wanted to fight, only wanted to be in discussion and argument and conflict. And so just map this onto your life. When are you looking for the bad? When are you expecting the worst? When do you have something to do that's important and you expect conflict and you already are preparing for the conflict? Would you be willing to consider that which you resist persists, and that the entire field that we are in is energetic? I had a similar experience that demonstrates this principle I've just mentioned, which is I started to do very, very deep work on my finances. And I could feel that I was making huge shifts in my entire perception of abundance, in my entire perception of myself around what it meant to be a capable moneymaker, something that I never before really considered seriously. I just sort of kept myself in a state of brokenness around my finances, just sort of accepted that's the way it was. I would never have enough money. Life was so hard. I don't like to work, but you have to work hard to get the money, blah, 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 blah. And I had a very real experience upon studying and studying and meditating and talking and just outing all of these limiting ideas and beliefs, I had a very real experience of a shift. And it was so interesting because I realized that I kept myself small, I kept myself poor, because I realized that was the way that I related to my family and my upbringing. Coming from a background of people that were humble, that didn't have a lot, but knew how to be very resourceful, had a lot of love, but grew up poor. And there was something sitting in my consciousness that said, you've gone abroad, you've went to college, you're so different than them. And the way that you can keep yourself relatable to them is to keep yourself small, keep yourself in debt, because then you are still like them. What a heavy burden to carry. And so after this, this experience of shift, it wasn't so much long after that my grandmother called me and said, you know what? We're debt free. We are totally debt free. This is like something I never thought I would hear in my life or see in my life. She's like, yeah, this event happened and we were able to pay things off. I'm like, wow, I was doing this work and this happened there. Wow. And then not shortly after, my mom called me and said, you know what? I'm making the most money I've ever made. And I just got promoted. And I have no debt. Like, I'm making more money than I'm doing better than I've ever done in my life. And I'm like, wow. It was all of a sudden as if all of the chains were released. So what I'm saying with this share is that your work that you do is important. The things that you tell yourself every day is important. Your struggle or not struggle is important, and it is felt and it is communicated. So when I was having this experience with this parent who was clearly in conflict, clearly coming for the argument, and kept going, I said, I don't think that I would have not answered your child's question, but if it were in relation to the questions that were needing to be tested, there's a possibility. And she continued to interrupt me. So I said, I have allowed you to speak. Oh, I didn't say that. I said, I've listened to you speak. I would like to speak now. She said, okay. And I said, you know, I really care about your daughter. I do not want to have her not be motivated in class. I believe that I would not have not answered a question. If I did, it was to stimulate autonomy. And I'm totally willing to take your feedback. I'm totally willing to relook at the way that I do things in my classroom. I appreciate you for coming forward and telling me this. I will totally look at this. And this person in front of me who wanted conflict looked down And she said, okay. And after that, I started to open with some small talk. I said, well, I hope you are having a really happy new year. I'm glad I got to connect with you. And she smiled from ear to ear and said, oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, happy new year. You know, and it was just such a beautiful reminding experience that all anyone ever wants is to be heard, is to be felt, is to know that you care about them and those that they love. What I could see in the experience of that woman was she was setting herself up for conflict. What are you setting yourself up for? Can you get micro-aware? Can you become micro-curious of all of the thoughts that are moving through your mind? Because your thoughts are creating your reality. It sounds like, you know, a generic adage. If you know about metaphysics or the law of attraction or anything, this is what we've said forever. But just try it. Because I'm convinced that even if we care nothing about metaphysics and the mystical, but you go in with an idea that I'm gonna be mad, that's all that you will be, sweetheart. Darling, that is all that you will be. Go in with love to whatever you do, to your work, to anything else, and see how dramatically your entire experience can shift, can transform, can change, and it will be felt by all those around you. The work that you do is important. Your mind is sacred. Take care of it. Take care to sow the seeds of those which you desire. What do you desire? Do you desire love, joy, harmony, peace? Sow those seeds. Stop throwing the weeds and the chemicals, the poison, on top of your little farm, on top of your little plants. This metaphor is failing me. Be that which you wish to see in the world, because this podcast is about your life as a miracle, and a miracle is transcending what we know to be the quote unquote norm. And there is no such thing as the norm. The norm is as you create it. You are a holy fucking creator. Move forth. Create. You are so worth it. Listen, share this message. Like this, subscribe. I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing, and that's sharing this content. I hope to share it with many, many, many more people, to whoever is interested, and in whatever this becomes. I'm so grateful for you. You can find me on Instagram at Mikaeus_Arana. I look forward to hearing from you. Namaste. Thank you.